Please remember that the Lucy Pod is not a replacement for professional medical advice. If you have questions or concerns about your own amazing brain, please speak to a medical professional. I'd also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which I speak to you all today, the peoples of the Kulin Nation. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Lucy Pod. I hope that you are all well and are staying safe, and I want to wish you guys a happy ADHD Awareness Month. I'm going to do that at the beginning of each episode that comes out this month, as embarrassing and strange as it may be. And I also want to welcome a guest who shouldn't be welcome because he's ADHD, so it kind of defeats the purpose of doing episodes during ADHD Awareness Month, but he's here anyway, and it's my neurotypical boyfriend named Trent. Hi, Trent. How are you?
Good.
Do you feel like you're gatecrashing ADHD Awareness Month by using your neurotypical privilege to be on this episode?
Perhaps I should feel bad about it. Yeah.
Do you feel like a nepo boyfriend to have a girlfriend who has such a successful podcast and
a bit.
Get to be on it?
Yeah, I might show myself out.
I feel like an episode of Z-Way right now. And I think I'm as funny as her, though.
No, probably not, but I like Z-Way. She's funny.
Do you reckon she's ADHD coded? Should we like analyze her? I don't think she'd appreciate that. She's like a real person.
No, probably not. Yeah. ADHD coded, it's fine when they're like...
Not real.
Yeah, exactly. Not real.
Like the ADHD, it's not real.
Do you know what else isn't real?
What?
So what are we doing on this episode?
I want to talk about ADHD Awareness Month. My last episode that I did on it was... It was very esoteric and a bit deep. And I sort of talked about the concept of awareness. Do we need an ADHD Awareness Month? What does that mean? What is neurodivergence? And I sort of asked neurotypicals to explain their view on ADHD Awareness Month, because I feel like ADHD Awareness Month is really geared towards ADHDers, which is kind of unnecessary because we're very aware. I think we should focus our efforts on making neurotypicals aware. That kind of makes sense. So you're looking funny right now.
Yeah, no, that does make sense.
So as a neurotypical male, white male, I'm kidding. What does ADHD Awareness Month mean to you?
I guess it's just an opportunity to acknowledge those around you who have ADHD, and like maybe if you're unaware like of what, you know, maybe you're a bit misinformed or don't really care to think that much about it, you can maybe dig deeper a bit and like, you know, think about it better.
And what do you mean by like be more aware, like of what, and how does that change the ADHD is around you? Like how does you being aware?
No, I guess it doesn't really change much, but yeah, you know, just like listening to what they have to say and like what they're symptoms and how they present.
It's not like a doctor. It's like listening to what like their concerns, the symptoms they prepare, like they present with, like you're in triage. Yeah.
And I don't know, just being more in tune with the ADHDers in your life. But if it's only for 1 month, then like what's the point? If you're gonna be, you know, it should be like all the time.
It's like International Women's Day. It should be every day.
Correct.
Do you think that there's like an incentive for you guys to care about ADHD Awareness Month? Like, let's say you don't have me as a girlfriend, and like, what's the incentive? Because I don't blame you if you're neurotypical and you're like, why should I care?
No, I don't think I would know it was ADHD Awareness Month if you weren't my partner. Yeah, it would come and go, and I would never know, and it really wouldn't change my life that much. Unless I happen to see it, like, you know, one time on a poster somewhere.
Yeah, but it still wouldn't change your life because you're like, cool. Like it's
no, it does not impact me at all.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Like, why would it impact you? Do you think the idea, like, if I were to tell you, well, the reason it impacts you is because neurodivergence affects everyone, it's like a public health thing, would you agree with that? Even though you're not neurodiverse, like, do you think that the existence of neurodiverse people has an impact on society, positive or negative?
Yeah, I could see how it's a public health thing in the sense that, like, you know, everyone, like, well, at least here, everyone's like part of that whole public health network, and we have access to medications and I guess what we class as, you know, public health or not affects the spending for medication and
financial burden.
And yeah, so that becomes everybody's burden in a sense. But I don't know, at least for me, when I pay, like, I pay taxes, I don't really think about it. I'm not worried about who's getting that money or not.
It's like autonomous.
Yeah, it's very autonomous. It's very like out of my hands. So whether
But do you think that by you like paying your taxes and having that sort of view, call it like, I don't know, utilitarian view, do you think that that's beneficial to ADHDers? Or even just like, let's say like...
it's beneficial to everyone. Anybody.
Yeah.
Because we all use the healthcare system.
We all benefit from it.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. What about in like a positive way? Like for me, the way I've sort of explained neurodivergence is, yep, it's a public health issue, even though it's not like, it's not COVID or gastro. Like if I go to Brunswick Baths, like they're not going to close the pool down. I explained neurodivergence in my previous episode as specifically with ADHD. Of course, ADHD is a disorder. I'm not trying to say like, oh, it's just like fun and it's not an illness or whatever, but it's like, it's a variation in the human genome. It's like we have racial diversity or ethnic diversity. We have language diversity, sexual diversity, and then you have neurodiversity. And when you have a large quantity of people, and when you have a large quantity of people, people are bound to present with
different qualities.
I was like, the royal family, maybe not. They might present with specific qualities that are a result of not having enough diversity.
Yeah.
But I think that's why people should care about it, because it really contributes to, and I know it sounds wanky, but like to the fabric of our society. But do you agree with that? You won't get cancelled if you say no. Like some people are like, I don't care, like, if we're diverse or not. Like it doesn't.
No, diversity is good. Yeah.
Why?
Because it presents lots of different like worldviews and different challenges, and it's stuff that's important to function holistically. Because I think diversity, as you said, it's inevitable. There's gonna be some level of diversity in
unless you're the royal family. Yeah.
In every society. So the greater diversity you have, the more likely you are to cater for it properly. Whereas in a society where there's only a small amount of diversity, you might actually not
care segregation.
You might not care as much to care for it or cater for it, because it's just like a less overall proportion. Whereas like if you have lots of diversity, then you have to make sure you're doing your due diligence.
Yeah, well, it's like a lot of things have Braille on them because there's a lot of people who can't see, and it makes it easier for them. Do you think that should we have Braille for ADHD? No, that's, I don't know why I said that.
I know what that means.
I don't know what that means. Do you think that we do enough for ADHDers, like out the society? And when I say society, let's be specific. Do we think that schools do enough, universities, doctors, medical, but like from your perspective?
From my perspective?
Because I have mine.
Yeah. From my perspective, it's not something that impacts me. So I would say yes, we do. But it's hard to tell, obviously.
He's bored by like, you know. I'm staring. He's bored by diversity, guys.
Obviously, like, you know, if something affects you, you're more likely to realize. So I don't know, because it doesn't really.
But you like with me, like, do you think?
With you, yeah.
Do you think they do enough for me, the world?
Yeah, I think you get by. You do all right. I don't think you need any more support than what you get.
Okay.
Do you?
Nah.
You're doing all right.
It's pretty cruisy. For me.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Yeah. I mean, I'm a very lucky predicament, so.
There you go.
Yeah. But it's a spectrum, though.
Yeah, you asked for my perspective.
Yeah. No. I accept that. Do you think there's, like, less we should do? Like, do you think it's becoming a bit oversaturated? Like, I always think of that meme.
I never believe in, like, that. It's like bollocks.
No, but, like, I always, like, I think of that meme whenever I think, like, the ADHD thing's becoming a bit much. It's that tweet where it's, like, people don't realize how hard it is to be ADHD during Halloween. You don't know how difficult it is. And the response is like, you people can't do anything. Have you seen it?
No.
It's really funny. Do you think it's funny me explaining it, or should I pull it up to show you?
No, it's funny. Yeah.
It is? It is funny. Okay, guys, if you don't know what I'm referring to, I'm going to put it in the show notes. And that resonates with me because I'm like, yeah, it sometimes becomes a bit oversaturated. Like, now Halloween's a neurodiverse issue.
But how's Halloween a neurodiverse issue?
Exactly. They were like, they don't know how hard it is, like costumes and whatever. It's like,
what? I don't get that though.
I don't get it either. I don't get it either.
Oh, okay.
So it's becoming a bit much. Do you think that social media, and I don't want to get into the whole like social media bad and sometimes good. I don't want to do that. But do you think that social media, specifically TikTok, kind of impedes awareness because we're receiving so much nonsense about what ADHD actually is, and it kind of makes it look a bit ridiculous? Or do you think it's a positive thing?
I think overall it's a positive.
So anything TikTok like what's
I don't think
your
it
brain?
Impedes. I don't think it impedes awareness. I think if it has any effect on awareness, it would be increasing awareness.
But I feel like increased awareness. I'm playing devil's advocate. I feel like people increased awareness, then people over medicalize themselves, and then it starts with like the whole.
Sure.
You rub your feet together to sleep. Your ADHD, and then we start pathologizing behaviors.
Yeah, but.
And then everyone thinks they're ADHD.
Yeah, but if you're not going to get a diagnosis unless you actually are ADHD. So who cares? Like,
that's
what?
True.
What random TikTok you see, and then you have like whatever, like okay,
yeah, but like who cares about that random TikToker? But that does have real life effects because you get people becoming paranoid.
But then if they go to that, that's the issue though.
Do they go to their doctor? How many of those people go?
If they don't go, then that's on them, and they're not being medicated then anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Mm. But do you think that then people look at that and go like? Yeah, that's like problem for me. Like, it's this TikTok thing.
If they want to go around telling people they're ADHD without a diagnosis because they saw a TikTok.
No, I'm talking about viewers who look at those TikToks and are aware like people might be misinformed, or I'm not going to say faking their diagnosis. They might really think they're ADHD, but they're not. And there's people who view that and think like, oh, this is ridiculous. Like, so people are just making it up now. Do you not think that has like a detrimental impact? On people believing that ADHD is real? Because some people really need to touch grass and don't think that it exists outside of TikTok, and they think that it's like this problem and people are making it up. Or do you think that that's just a small proportion?
I think that's a small proportion. We shouldn't really worry about those people anyway.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting. What's something that you – well, first of all, I've actually never asked you this – and I'm not, like, being silly. Did you know what ADHD was before you met me?
Yeah, of course.
What was it to you?
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Yeah, but what did it mean for you? Like, if you
somebody are... Somebody who was more prone to being distracted or couldn't hold focus on particular tasks or would jump from one task to another.
Mm, and was really attractive and smart, like myself.
Well, of course. But, yeah, like, forgetful, you know, would, like, leave their phone in the other room or whatever. Yeah, or like that, like the dog in Up.
Is he ADHD?
No, but he says he says squirrel like when
okay.
It's like a running
gag. We're
gonna
analyze him in the next episode.
It's a running gag.
Okay.
Yeah, in that film.
So you feel like, but did you really have like that solid of understanding? Because before I got diagnosed, I had no idea what ADHD was. I thought it was like
really. But you were a lot like young. I met you, I was 18. You were 12 when you got diagnosed.
Yeah, but I thought it was like, oh, you're just stupid if you're ADHD.
Yeah, but it's different. Like, we didn't have the same.
Friend, there's people in my life who are in their 60s who tell me to drink water to like deal with it. So just.
Yeah, but there's always boomers, are there?
So that's what you thought it was. So when you met me, obviously I'm one representation. Did I match that description, or was it like, oh, actually they present a little differently? Because it was the first thing I told you when I met you.
No, I think
you're just blinded by my lethal face card.
Yeah, that. But no, I think you presented, I don't know, how I expected. And then, like, a little bit more, like...
Insane.
Yeah, loud, insane. But
that's just me.
But, yeah, I never attribute that to ADHD. I always just attribute that to, like, that's how Lucy is. But no, you didn't like shock me with like your ADHD when I met you. I was like, oh my God, like she's this is ridiculous, or like, oh my God, she's so different and like unique and special. I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Like,
this you know. Freak over here.
Yeah. And also, you love to talk about it. So it's, it will never come as a surprise to anyone.
No.
Like, and it's also not under those diagnoses that it's like you have to like tell someone and be like, I'm actually ADHD positive. And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not.
It's not like stigmatized in that way. Like people aren't going to say something horrible to you afterwards. Like the worst they might say to you is like, oh, like, are you sure? Interesting.
Yeah.
Over the course of our relationship, and it doesn't have to be something that I do that you've learned, or it could be what's something, and it can be several things that you've learned about ADHD, because obviously like you had the basis, like ADHD, it makes you really hot and a bit distracted. All hot people are distracted, but what have you learned more? It can be from something I've said or something you might read about because you're with me and you're like, I want to learn more about like my ADHD partner.
I learned that there's like a lot of different medications that you can be taking for ADHD. Like it's not just Ritalin.
No.
Which is interesting.
Was that like the med you thought of? Like, oh, like Ritalin, it's the ADHD med.
Yeah, it's like Ritalin. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the name brand, like number one. And it often is the first thing doctors will prescribe, right? So.
It depends. Like when I was growing up, at my time it was Ritalin, and now it's more like Ritalin, it's, short-acting because Vyvanse is a Ritalin. Yeah. Because it depends,
That's one thing. What else has changed? I guess just, well, honestly, the amount of negative perception that I see now that I didn't, obviously.
I mean, like you negatively perceive ADHD.
No, other people having like negative perception or commentary, you know, really? On ADHD. Whereas it's like I previously like obviously wouldn't be looking in those circles or paying attention to that stuff. Whereas now you tell me and like I hear the news and you're like, oh, okay, interesting, people have this to say about like, you know, this teen who did murder and was like ADHD or like, oh, people will like overdiagnose and like TikTok is like causing ADHD or whatever else, right?
I've never said that, but yes.
Like I never would have heard those stories. But so I guess that's one thing being with you to do with ADHD. And of course this podcast and editing every episode.
A Nepo hire. You're a Nepo hire.
It's 67 episodes now. It's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot of knowledge. Do you think that being with me has made you, and you don't have to be, I don't think it means you have to suddenly become this aware saint, but do you think by being my partner now, you can sort of notice ADHD in other people and or maybe more understanding and a bit more like, oh, like I could tell they like this person at work or whatever or at uni is ADHD, and that's, you know, thanks to my beautiful
partner. Yeah, perhaps. I'd like to say it's just a result of me getting older and wiser, but no, it probably is having done so many episodes and hearing you talk about it so much.
Do you notice ADHD is a lot more now? Like now that you are like, I would say now that you're ADHD, now that you're dating me or you're like, now, like, do you have an extended radar?
No, I don't think so. Well, maybe, but it's always like super obvious or like the person is like kind of
insane. I'm kidding.
Off the wall anyway. Like, so it's like, okay, they've got ADHD, like, whatever, you know, like that doesn't change my perception of them anyway.
Yeah.
And in like other cases, it's just, it sort of is what it is. In terms of having a radar for it, I think, yeah, it's improved, but having an ADHD radar doesn't really change your life, like at least for me. Maybe if I had ADHD, it's like, oh, look, another person. But like for me, it's whatever. Like
another squirrel.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's something you? Actually, I'll leave that one to the end. This one's like a random question. We can cut it out because it's
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, are you sure? Are you ready or prepared with the reality that we may have a ADHD child?
Yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
Doesn't affect you.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, see, that's interesting. I'm not worried about our children. I don't believe in eugenics or anything like that. And
that's quite a leap.
No, because I'm going to get into something because there's some people who have ADHD or who are autistic or who are anxious or depressed and they choose not to have children because they do not want to pass on a potentially negative condition or the side effects of that condition with their child, and they believe that they should not have children. And that's their choice, and I respect that, and that's like totally fine. I get that if you don't want your child to have to deal with, you know, a mental health issue that you might have. And whilst you think they'll be fine, and I also think they'll be fine, we're still having a child that has a disorder. Like, even with me, like, I'm very happy with my ADHD. I wouldn't change it. It's great. I do sometimes have days where I'm like, but I actually do have like a condition. Like, I actually have a brain problem that requires treatment. As much as it, you know, most days it doesn't impact me, I'm fine, I'm doing all right. It is a problem.
It can be not that crippling of a disorder.
But it's still a disorder though. Like,
I wouldn't be worried about our children because.
I'm not worried because it's going to be crippling. I'm still like, but my child is going to be born with a problem. Like, they're going to
it's not guaranteed, but
but let's say they are. It's like they have a condition. Like, they have a neurological condition though that may or may not require treatment. Of course, we'll love them and it'll be fine, and it'll have ups and downs. But it's still like this child's going to have a problem.
It's not. I don't know. I don't see it as a problem. It is what it is.
Of course you wouldn't. Right. You don't live with it.
Yeah. Well.
I'm staring. You don't live with it. And he like looks over at me like, yeah, I do.
I do live with it.
Yeah. With it. Five children in it. That's a great movie, by the way. So you don't like, that doesn't distress you or worry you a bit that like, your child might have this. I'm more concerned that they'll get my high eye pressure, to be very honest.
Okay.
With you.
All right.
So that doesn't bother you?
No.
You're like, que sera, sera.
Pretty much. Whatever will be, will be.
What if they had to be medicated?
Okay, it's fine. They can be medicated once they start, like, high school or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Year five, year six.
Would you medicate a child?
I think 12 and up is appropriate.
Why?
Seems right. Below 10, it's like, why bother? They're a child. Like,
what if they're diagnosed?
Unless they've got like really violent tendencies and they're a threat to themselves or others.
Okay, I don't know what condition you're thinking about.
Well, you just talked about medicating a child in a general sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I'm talking about medicating a child for ADHD.
For ADHD, I think, really until you're in like year 9, 10, 11, 12, it doesn't matter that much. Like, as long as they're learning. Like, obviously, they need to be getting their academic material. What if it just
makes their life easier? It makes their brain.
Yeah, if they want it, whatever. But like, they don't need it. If their information retention is fine, and they're still learning at school.
But I was learning at school, but it was just very difficult and hellish. ADHD doesn't stop you from learning; it just makes it very difficult.
Yeah. So.
So you wouldn't medicate a child? What do you?
It depends. It's really circumstantial, Lucy. Yeah.
Love that.
But I would say generally under like 12-ish, before like year five, probably not.
What if your child like had depression? Would you medicate them then if they were little?
It really depends. I guess in any extreme circumstance where you've exhausted all other options, it's always an option. Isn't it?
True. It's nuanced. Like, we'll see when we become parents, you know.
Yeah, nuanced. Exactly.
And with that, guys, I want to announce, no, I'm kidding. Finishing up on this episode, what is something, and it doesn't have to be corny, it doesn't have to be deep, what is something you want to tell neurotypicals who are listening about ADHD in the theme of ADHD Awareness Month? What's something they should know? It could be several things or it could be one thing. It doesn't have to be profound or anything.
Yeah.
You can just be like, they're all baddies. Bag yourself
one. Something neurotypicals should know for ADHD Awareness Month. Patience is a virtue. And most of the time, I just try to enact absolute patience with like a hint of reality. So like it's only as bad as you make it, or it's only as like, you know, it's only an extreme situation if you make it extreme. So like in a moment, you have to, you know, regulate and choose like, oh, what's the temperature on this going to be? So if you choose to make it worse, then of course it's going to be worse. But if you have like just some patience and like, you know, wait it out, it'll probably be fine. And then, you know, just give it 10 minutes and like she'll be right. So yeah, just like be normal. I don't know.
Be neurotypical.
Yeah, exactly. If you're neurotypical, just
be
like
yourself.
Just like be normal. Don't be a
dick.
Don't be a dick. And yeah, she'll be right.
Yeah. So that's like for like people who have like ADHD partners. I think that's really nice. I can attest to that. That patience is a virtue. And it ain't easy. As like for the partner, like for the neurotypical partner.
Nah, patience is easy. Like just don't do anything. I find patience so easy to enact because it's like, okay. I'll just wait. I'll just be quiet.
Yeah, but for some, for ADHD is, you know, because us people, we can't do anything. Patience is, like, really hard for us, like, especially coming into October.
Such a victim.
Those are really nice parting words. Like, thank you. We should put some nice music over this.
Okay. I'll put the outro music over this.
You should. Now, where can people find me? I want you to do the plug. Because mine always changes. I flip it around.
Thank you for listening to episode 67 of the Lucy Pod, a quick neurotypical conversation for ADHD Awareness Month.
ADHD Awareness Month for dummies.
For neurotypicals.
Yeah. Dummies.
You can find us everywhere at the Lucy Pod on your Instagram, rss.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and
Google Podcasts,
Amazon Music,
Pandora.
If you want to leave us 5 stars, leave us 5 stars. Comment below your favorite memory from this ADHD Awareness Month, because it's such a profound time of year.
Yeah, it is. It's
for really me. It goes like the whole like Christmas holidays. And then St. Patrick's Day and then ADHD Awareness Month.
It's
my third most important holiday of the year. Okay, thanks for tuning in.
And forget
please
to listen to
like us and subscribe and listen to us everywhere. I mean, you're already listening, but tell someone else to listen.
Yeah, refer us. You'll get 10% off your next
meal.
Juice order.
Yeah.
You order the mango magic.
Okay, I prefer the Tropicana punch.
Yeah.